útiles para pulir tus errores gramaticales, aquí los tienes. Pack Gramática Fácil y Gramática Fácil Ejercicios. Consíguelos ya en baugantienda.com.
Es el momento de poner en marcha nuevos proyectos. Es el momento de alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos. De la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. El próximo 21 de febrero, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Emprender y liderar las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio. You're listening
to Vaughan Radio.
Everybody, hello and welcome to the Drive Time Show. Oh boy, it's Friday. It is Friday. We got that Friday feeling. Friday.
Hombre.
Ya sabes, I got the Friday feeling. Friday on my mind. Sorry for the delay. I was trying on new headphones. Probando. Cascos. Los cascos, ¿no? Auriculares. No, cascos. Esos son cascos. These are headphones. Yeah, auriculares would be like earphones. Headphones, we say. Anyway, I was trying on some new headphones. We've got some new gear in the studio, and we're getting used to it. It's a step up. We're improving some things, which is good. The Drive Time Show, everybody. Lots to come, lots to talk about. We're going to have a return of our top five, our Drive Time top five list today. Also, we'll look at technology. And a magic, well, not really magic, but a pill has been invented by MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that inflates like a balloon inside your stomach to do all kinds of high-tech medical things. I'll tell you about this new technology coming up. Also, in our history section, we're going to look at a terrible blizzard, snowstorm, blizzard that hit New England. The northeastern United States, New England on this day in 1978. And also 1986, Spud Webb would win the slam dunk contest. Now, the thing about this is Spud Webb was only 5'7", which is very, very short. I'm going to have to convert that into metric for you and tell you what it is. But a very short guy to win the NBA slam dunk, remate, no? Remate, slam dunk. Cha! Michael Jordan style. We'll talk about that. Also, our business section, we're going to talk about Adolfo Dominguez. You know that brand of clothing? Adolfo Dominguez. You know that one, Tino? You know, the suits and so on. I'm going to tell you the story of who was Adolfo Dominguez and how did it start? We'll have a look at that in our business section later on. Let's get it started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller and welcome to Drive Time.
Vamos al lío.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller. With Kyle Miller.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Estamos on aire.
Ya sabes. Estamos on aire. We're on the air. We're live, everybody. And it's Friday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in and deciding to spend a little time with Tino and I on this Friday afternoon. And also, thanks to Rob and Mamen. Mamen and Rob for inviting me to their program, Blah Blah Live.
You crazy.
You crazy, man. But it was fun. That was fun. That was a cool show. I enjoyed that. And but here we are with the Drive Time Show, and we're going to begin, como siempre, right? As always, let's begin with today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Do, 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 do. That's right, the Twitter translation. And, yeah, if you want to participate, of course, you can write in. So, Tino, how can people find me on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que viene siendo, IM Kilemilla.
Tweet, tweet. Yes, I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. And you can write in, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío. Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío. All right. Tell me how to say that in English. We'll talk about it later on. A little later on in the Drive Time Show, but for now, let's step into what is maybe, Tino, maybe the most popular part of the show. I'm learning. People are saying, Kyle, es que me encanta. Eso del warm-up gym es que me gusta mucho. All right, let's go ahead into the warm-up gym.
Adelante.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Oh, yes, the warm-up gym. This is that part of the show where I give you sentences in Spanish and you say them in English. Okay, are you ready? Well, are ya? Okay, good. Okay, number one.
Avísame cuando llegue el paquete.
Avísame. Let me know when the package arrives. Hey, let me know when the package or let me know, avísame. You could say advise me. But no, it's much more common to say let me know. Avísame, let me know when the package arrives. Arrives. Okay.
¿Por qué estás tan nervioso hoy?
Oye, Tino, ¿por qué estás tan nervioso hoy? Why are you so nervous today?
Una mala tarde la tiene cualquiera.
Why are you so nervous? Nervous. Nervous? No. Nervous. Why are you so nervous today? ¿Te pasa algo? Is something wrong? Hey, is something wrong? ¿Te pasa algo? Is something wrong? Number four, ¿te puedo invitar una copa? Can I buy you a drink?
Por supuesto, caballero.
Yeah, ya sabes. Can I buy you a drink? Now, invitar. Okay, think about this. We don't say to invite. You invite. Inviting is welcoming someone's attendance. I'm inviting you to my party. I'm inviting you to my house. I'm inviting you to the radio program. To invite someone to a place, to welcome their attendance, to encourage them to attend, to invite. But te invito a una copa. We say, I'll buy you a drink, or can I buy you a drink? Should I buy you a drink? Right? So to buy someone a drink, comprar una, basically we say that. To buy someone a drink. Can I buy you a drink?
Deberías evitar a gente como él.
Hmm.
Deberías. Oye, deberías evitar a gente como él.
Alto ahí.
You should avoid people like him. La gente como él. Que es muy malo, ¿eh? You should avoid, evitar. You should avoid people like him. Like him. Okay. Number 6. Me temo que sea demasiado tarde. Qué triste. Me temo que sea demasiado tarde. I'm afraid it's too late.
Está la cosa muy mala.
I'm afraid it's too late. Number 7. Me encanta. This is not true. Me encanta madrugar. Me encanta madrugar. I love getting up early. Me encanta madrugar.
Mentira.
Eso es. Ya sabes. Mentira. I love getting up early. You could also say, I love to get up early. Okay. Number 8. No bebas tanto. Hombre, no bebas tanto, ¿eh? Don't drink so much. Tanto, so much. Don't drink so much. Now, very often with so, we would have a consequence. He drank so much that he got drunk before dinner. He ate so much that he didn't eat until the following evening. It was so hot that we couldn't play tennis. It was such a hot day that we couldn't play tennis. You see the difference? So and such, right? He was such a tall guy that he played basketball professionally. He was so tall that he played basketball professionally. So adjective, that consequence. Such an adjective, now that consequence. Okay, no bebas tanto. Don't drink so much. Number 9. ¿Por qué te trata tan mal tu jefe? Yo qué sé. I don't know. Why does your boss treat you so badly? Why does your boss treat you so badly?
¿Por qué?
Yeah, good question. ¿Por qué? You could also say, so poorly. He treats me poorly. He treats me. So to treat. Now to treat, this is a great verb. Te trata. He te trata tan mal. He treats you so badly. He treats you so poorly. To treat someone in a certain way. And then we have... to treat can also be, when we talked about earlier, te invito a una copa, can I treat you to a drink? Or we'll say, it's my treat. It's like saying, mi invitación. Te invito, it's my treat. Now, a treat is also like un capricho. You know, so, for example, I'm trying not to eat much sugar. Try not to eat much sugar these days, but every once in a while, de vez en cuando, I'll go and buy myself a chocolate bar as a treat, right? Como un capricho, ¿no? As a treat. And I can treat myself. So as a verb, I treat myself to some chocolate. I'll treat you to dinner. That means I'll pay. I'll invite you. Like if I say, hey, I'm inviting you to dinner, it kind of just implies you're coming. I'm welcoming your attendance. So it's not so much talking about paying for you, right? I invited everyone to dinner and my brother treated us all, but I did so inviting is telling people that they are welcome to attend. Inviting is communicating. This message of someone being welcome to attend. Okay? Okay. Casi todo el mundo se marchó pronto. Almost everyone left early. Se marchó pronto. Almost everyone. Not everyone, but almost everyone left early. 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 Number 10. Me estoy cansando de estas listas. I'm getting tired of these lists. Yeah, it's true. It's true, Tino. Estoy cansando de estas listas, eh? I'm getting... I'm getting tired of these lists. All right, I know, that's tough. It's tough, I know, Tino. Okay, te quedan siete listas. Te quedan siete. Okay, we say you have seven lists left. It's like saying tienes quedando. See that? See, you have seven lists left. You have seven lists left. All right. Okay. I think we're all warmed up now. Do you think we're warmed up, Tino? I think we're warmed up, right? Okay. We have people writing in, by the way, our Twitter translation. If you want to participate, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío. Aún más. Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío. All right, tell me how to say that in English. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an offer here. Una oferta. We have a deal for you if you are interested in Yvonne, Master in Inglés Profesional. This is our flagship. This is our key course. This is our most extensive course, the best course, the top course in Vaughan is the Master in Inglés Profesional. 5 hours of class every day, 5 hours of homework, very intense. Multiple trips to the Vaughan town are included. This is the course for people who really want to solve the problem with the English language once and for all. And we have a discount. The reason I'm talking about this today is because we have a deal where you can save 975 euros. Un descuento de 975 euros today on the MIP, the Master English Professional, if you give us a call. In fact, until the 15th of February, but why not do it now? Give us a call at 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Give us a call. Also, we have discounts on the EMIP, the evening, really it stands for Ejecutivo, Executive Master in English Professional. And the WEMIP, we call it the Weekend Master in English Professional. Both of those discounts are in excess of 325 and 355 euros. Those are the discounts on those courses. So if you're interested in any of our master's programs, now is the time. Take advantage. Aprovecha. Give us a call at 91-133-5833. No cuesta nada llamar. In fact, we'll give you a free level test. Come on in. Just find out your level, at least. Your level of English. It's a good way to do it for free. No strings attached, as we say, which is a great expression. No strings attached. It means sin compromiso, right? There are no special expectations, no surprises, no strings attached. Speaking of expressions, let's go ahead with our expression of the day.
Expression of the day.
Oh, yeah. The expression of the day today, everybody, is to make the grade. To make the grade. Now, grade can mean a few things. We can have the grade like in school. We had, in my case, in every country, the thing is in every country it's different. But in my case, when I was 5 years old, I went to what was called grade primary. And then the next year, grade one, grade two, grade three, grade four, grade five. It's the year of school. But we also say grades as in notas, right? Your grades. Did you get good grades in school? He's studying and he does, oh, he gets good grades. He got an A. He got a, you know. And in Spain, you do the grades out of 10, right? Saqué un 9, right? You get a 9, you get an 8, 9, 10, whatever. But when I was going to school, we had letters, A, B, C, D, and the A, and then A plus, A minus, B plus, B, B minus. And then later on, we got into percentages. So you could get a 68%. You could get a 94%. Your grades. But now also to grade as a verb can be to assess. So we're assessing the quality of something. We're grading it. We're assigning a sort of puntuación, if you will. So this idiom to make the grade is kind of revealing. It has no hidden meanings, really, since it just suggests that one has to reach the required standard to enter a university, for example, or to get a job. You know, if they say you have to have more than a score of 15 or, 68 on this test to make the grade, to achieve the pass fail, to pass the pass fail point, to make the grade. To exceed the minimum requirement, essentially, is what it is, to make the grade, okay? And that's a common expression. Every native English speaker knows this one. There are no surprises here, folks. You got to know this one. You should know this one, okay? All right, so our expression of the day today, to make the grade, to make the grade. It's a good one. I think so, anyway. I think it's a good one. All right. There we have it. That was our expression of the day. And why don't we? Oh, my goodness. Hey, how about a little bit of pronunciation?
How are you?
No. How are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very. I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No. You have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation,
everybody. Okay. I'm going to do one of my favorite pronunciation things. We do this every once in a while, right? De vez en cuando. We practice this. I'm talking about two-syllable words that Spanish people often mispronounce as having three syllables. For example, family. Familia. Family. We don't say family. Family? No. Family. Da-da. Da-da. Family. 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 Another one. Chocolate. 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 You've heard this a few times from me, right, Tino? He says, hombre, you're like a broken record, Kyle. Kyle, you've already explained. I know. But why do I keep coming back to this? ¿Por qué tengo que siempre volver a eso? Because I keep hearing the mistake. I hear it almost every day. People making mistakes. Let's buy some chocolate. No. Let's buy some chocolate. Chocolate. Cobertura en los medios. Coverage. Coverage. Two syllables. Coverage. Coverage. Another one. Several. Varios. No? Several. There were several people in the office when I arrived. Varios, varias, several, several, several. Different, different, right? I have a different microphone today than I had yesterday. The microphone I'm using today is different. The headphones I'm wearing are different. 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 Two syllables. I'm not saying different. Different. Yes. The chocolate I bought yesterday is different from the chocolate I bought last week. The chocolate my family eats is different from the chocolate your family eats. It's true. Well, it's a nice little sentence to help you practice with some of those words. Another one is general. General. In general, my family likes chocolate. In general, chocolate doesn't get much media coverage. In general, several types of chocolate get media coverage. These are two-syllable words, right? Are there different types of chocolate? Yes, there are different types of chocolate. Da, 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 da. It's the rhythm, right? The rhythm of the language, the music of the language. You got to know this. It's such a key element of pronunciation, understanding the rhythm of it and the linking of the sounds and the intonation, the patterns. Okay? There you go, folks. Can you hear that music? Can you hear that music, everybody? It means we have to take a break. It's Tino's way of saying, Kyle, basta ya, right? Enough. We got to pay the bills, right? We got to go to a short break, but we'll be back in 4 minutes, everybody, with the second half hour, the middle. It's like a sandwich, como un bocadillo, eh? Pan por arriba, pan por abajo, y un relleno muy rico. The second half, everybody, is going to be great. We'll take a short break, so don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Listening.
Esto lo que oyes.
To Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
El pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan gana decisión y seguridad en 6 días de inmersión en inglés. Disfruta de un entorno privilegiado y mejora, por fin, tu agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva. Piensa, habla, vive en inglés. Llámanos al 91-133-5833.
Va una pregunta de nivelazo, pero que conviene saber si tienes que ir a la farmacia en un país angloparlante. ¿Cómo llamamos en inglés a los medicamentos que se venden sin receta? En 2 minutos te damos la respuesta.
EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupobaugan.com o llamando al 91-133-5833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 91-133-5833. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
¿Estás pensando en apuntar a tus hijos a clases de inglés en Club Junior? Aprenderán inglés con el método Vaughan, muy dinámico y divertido. Recibirán una formación de calidad y con profesores de todo el mundo. Clases por edades hasta los 10 años o por niveles hasta los 17 años. Llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5832 o entra en nuestra página web grupovaughan.com.
Es el momento de poner en marcha nuevos proyectos. Es el momento de alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos. De la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. El próximo 21 de febrero, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Emprender y liderar, las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Estamos preparando todo para tener listo el próximo Science Weekend Camp, donde tus hijos se divertirán a la vez que aprenderán mucho, mucho, mucho inglés, sin darse cuenta. Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832 o campamentosvaughan.com, 91-133-5832.
¡Os esperamos a todos en el Science Weekend Camp!
¿Cómo llamamos en inglés a los medicamentos que se venden sin receta? En inglés, este tipo de medicamentos se llaman
over-the-counter medicine,
que literalmente significa medicina encima del mostrador.
Over-the-counter medicine.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Emprender y liderar, las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
You're listening to Try Time, Kyle Miller Show. You're listening to Try Time, Kyle Miller School Show. Starting around 6:30 here on Vaughn Radio. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller Show, the Kyle Miller Show. Oh, you're listening to Drive Time, Kyle Miller's pretty cool show. You better never ever miss it, 'cause it's the best show I know. Oh, listen to Try Time. Ooh, yeah.
Paragraph of the day.
Oh, you got it. It's time for the paragraph of the day. Big thanks to our friend Luis there for that cool Drive Time Blues, everybody. You're listening to Drive Time. That's right. You are listening to Drive Time here on Vaughn Radio, and it's 7. It's 6:30. It's 6:30. It's not 7. It's 6:30, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and staying with us. My name is Kyle Miller, and today we're going to look at a paragraph. And it's out of this book called 198 Paragraphs for Varied Use. Yes. Okay, and I'm going to read this. I'm going to read one of these paragraphs. Okay. Let's see here. Let me pick a good one. I'm changing gears a little bit. Okay. By the way, I received the same proposal that you did about investing in that crazy business concerning contact lenses for hens. To be honest, I think there might be something solid in this. I ran across an article yesterday about a large French egg production company that is testing the usage of contact lenses on their hens. Can you believe it? They say the hens lay more eggs when they can't see very well, and that the lenses are for reducing their vision, not improving it. Qué raro, right? By the way, por cierto, I received the same proposal that you did about investing in that crazy business concerning contact lenses for hens. Recibí la misma propuesta que tú sobre el disparato negocio de las lentes de contacto para gallinas. Para gallinas, Tino. Yeah. That crazy business idea concerning contact lenses for hens. For hens, gallinas, hens. A decir verdad, puede que haga algo bueno en esto, he says. To be honest, I think there may be something in this. There may be something solid in this. There may be something here. Ayer, me encontré con un artículo sobre una gran empresa francesa de producción de huevos que está probando el uso de lentes de contacto en sus gallinas. Mm. To be honest, he says, I think there may be something in this, something solid. I came across, como tropecer con algo, right? I came across Me encontré con un artículo. I came across an article yesterday about a large French egg production company that is testing the usage of contact lenses on their hens. Very strange. Could you believe it? ¿Te lo puedes creer? Could you believe it? Dicen que las gallinas ponen más huevos cuando no ven muy bien. Right? He says, can you believe it? They say that the hens lay more eggs when they can't see very well. Y que las lentes reducen su visión. No la mejoran. So here's the idea. The idea is this. For whatever reason, they have a reduced because of the contact lens, they have a visual reduced stimulus or stimuli. They are less visually stimulated and they relax more. And they get more relaxed. When they're more relaxed, they lay more eggs. What do you think, Tino? Is it a good idea? Contact lenses for hens. Well, it could. I don't know. Tiene muy buena pinta, ¿no? Yeah. I don't know if it's a good idea or not, to be honest, because how would you put these lenses in, right? What do you grab a hen and stay still? And you're trying to put a contact lens in that tiny eye?
Oof, no sé.
No sé. Tampoco, eh? All right. But anyway, I don't think this is a real business venture, but let's read this again. By the way, I received the same proposal that you did about investing in that crazy business concept concerning contact lenses for hens. To be honest, I think there may be something solid in this. I ran across an article yesterday about a large French egg production company that's testing the usage of contact lenses on their hens. Can you believe it? They say the hens lay more eggs when they can't see very well, and that the lenses are for reducing their vision, not improving it. An interesting paragraph. A very interesting paragraph, right, Tino? Strange. But, you know, hey, that's interesting. I think it's all right. I think it's interesting. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go ahead and let's talk about vocabulary, shall we? How about a little vocabulary? We're going to step into the kitchen. Vamos a la cocina hoy.
Yes.
All right. It's Friday. And, you know, you want to prepare a special dish. You want to cook something nice. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You're going to cook something nice. So you got to know your vocabulary. And today we're talking cooking verbs, los verbos. Pelar. Pelar. Tino, how do you say that? Pelar. Una cebolla. Hay que pelarlo. You have to peel. Peel. So peel is the verb, but it's also a noun. So you remove the peel. You peel it, and I got to throw the peel away. Cortar. Of course, cut. But also to slice. Slice is almost like a slice can be una loncha as a noun. Una loncha. Give me a couple slices of ham. Unas lonchas del jamón, porfa. A couple slices. Slices of cheese. The verb to slice, cortar. Así en loncha. Okay, rayar. Rayar, to grate. Grate, se escribe grate, G-R-A-T-E. But it's pronounced like great. Echar. Con un líquido. To pour. P-O-U-R. Pour. Mezclar. Mezclar. To mix. Mix. Of course, mix. Blend, you could say as well. Mix or blend. Batir. Now, we can call this to whisk. W-H-I-S-K. I'm whisking the eggs. Hervir, hervir. To boil. Boil, 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 boil. B-O-I-L. Freir. Fry. To fry. Easy verb. Extender. Con el rodillo, ¿no? Extender así de... To roll. Roll. R-O-L-L. Rock and roll. Roll. Remover. To stir. Not to remove. Be careful. Remove the sauce. No, no. Stir. Stir. S-T-I-R. S-T-I-R. Cocer a fuego lento. Cocer a fuego lento. When we're talking about a liquid, we would say to simmer. S-I-M-M-E-R. Simmer. Simmer. Escalfar. You know that one, Tino? Hay que escalfar los huevos. No? Tino's laughing. Oye, ¿cómo te gustan los huevos? Pues escalfados. Do you say that?
Poached. Things are cooking.
Well, yeah. Poached. P-O-A-C-H. Now, this is when you cook it in water, right? It's like if you crack an egg into boiling water and it cooks. En agua hervido. But it's boiling. It's essentially boiling, but in a little contained thing. I don't know. You know, you have a little container, like a little pot that goes into the boiling water so the whole thing heats up. Poached, everybody. Poached. Poached. Now, cocer al horno. To bake. To bake. Cocer al horno. También se puede decir hornear, ¿no? Hornear, eso es. Hornear. Horneando. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Pues horneando tartas. Asando. Asando is like roasting. You asar un pollo, ¿no? But you cook, but you bake a pie. Mm, well, yeah. Asar, yeah, roast. Y asar a la parrilla? Grill. Grill. G-R-I-L-L. The grill. To put on the grill. Psst, psst. Flip it over. Right? Leave those nice grill marks. Like a burger. On the grill. On the grill. There you go. Cooking verbs, everybody. There you have it. Peel. Cut. Grate. Pour. Mix. Whisk. Boil. Fry. Roll. Stir. Simmer. Poach. Bake. Roast. Grill. Oh my gosh. So if you want to be a chef, you know, you got to know these verbs and you've got to know what they mean. At least if you want to work in English, a chef. Yeah. Okay. There you go. A little bit of cooking vocabulary. A little bit of cooking vocabulary for the folks at home. In case you want to cook that special dish this weekend, right? Friday night. What are you going to do? You're going to cook? You're going to spend some time cooking? Cocinando? Now we're cooking. Okay. All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead. And what are we going to do, Tino? Let's go ahead. Let's push forward a little bit. How about a comment? Why don't we do today's common mistake?
I'm passing a good time?
No, I'm having a good time.
I am here since an hour.
I've been here for an hour.
What time do you lunch?
What time do you have lunch?
Where'd he go?
No, no, no. Where did he go?
Common mistakes. Mistakes.
All right. Our common mistake today is to say that you are married with. Jim is married with Jean. Dave is married with Susan. No, we say he's married to. Right? Literally, it's like casado a. En español, casado con, pero en inglés se dice casado a. Está casado a Pedro. Whatever. That's what we say it in English. Married to. Georgina antes estaba casada con Dave. Georgina used to be. Antes estaba, right? We don't say before was. No, she used to be. Georgina. Oh, yeah. She used to be married to Dave. Okay. Estoy casado con Henrietta. I'm married to Henrietta. Hmm. Rupert está casado con Sarah. Rupert is married to Sarah. ¿Está Natalie casado con Pedro? Is Natalie married to Pedro? Christopher está casado con una de mis primas. Christopher is married to one of my cousins. Mi secretaria está casada con mi sobrino. My secretary is married to my nephew. My nephew. Mm. So that's the trick, everybody. We say married to. Married to. Not married with. Married to. Married to. Okay. There you go. Just like that, everybody. Okay, we are going to move on, though. That was our common mistake. That was it, folks. Let's go ahead. Why don't we do a little... Why don't we have a look at some technology? Let's see what people are talking about. Something interesting from the technology world as you look at technology today.
Technology Today.
Technology. No, technology. Technology. Technology, everybody. We're going to practice some a little technology. And MIT, you know this place, right? The we don't say el MIT. Do you say in Spanish MIT or do they say MIT? MIT. I don't know. Massachusetts Institute of Technology has developed a pill, una pastilla, a pill that inflates inside you, get this, in your gut, in your stomach, so that you cannot digest it. So you don't digest it, but it gets big and it stays in your stomach. Now, why is this interesting? Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, people looking to lose weight, imagine having something that goes into your stomach, blows up and fills up your stomach like a little balloon so you feel more full. That's one practical application that I could think of. But they've developed this pill that's able to blow up. It's with a hydrogel. It's a special type of gel. And it becomes, I mean, it's not huge, but it becomes about the size of a ping pong ball. It's this tiny pill, you swallow it, but then it blows up and becomes the size of a ping pong ball after it's consumed. So once it's inflated, it can be used to track the body's temperature and maybe even deliver medication. So you could put medication in here that could gradually come out and be introduced to treat gastrointestinal conditions, like gastrointestinitis. Gastrointestinitis, gastrointestinal conditions, for up to a month. So they say it can stay in your stomach for a long time and maintain its softness and its integrity, says one of the researchers who developed it. It can also carry cargoes, including drug formations, a mini camera, and wireless sensors. So imagine sensors inside that measure, you know, the presence of certain chemicals in the stomach or certain compounds in the stomach, a little camera to look around, maybe for infections or cuts or infections or problems in the stomach. So they're calling it a real breakthrough, un gran avance. Now, the smart pill, they're calling it a smart pill, pastilla pues inteligente, pastilla smart. Smart pill is made using two hydrogel materials. One contains absorbent particles called sodium polycrylate. And another one is made of crystalline chains that stop from tearing apart when it expands in the stomach. So it's very durable and capable of remaining intact inside the stomach, despite all the acids and so on, for about a month. And so when you want to get rid of it, here's the question. What do I do how do you get rid of this thing? Well, you drink, you take a certain liquid with a certain chemical composition that reacts with this thing and causes it to shrink back down, and then naturally passes through your intestine and out of your body. So imagine this. You take this little pill. It goes into your stomach. Then what's in your stomach? It blows up like a balloon, and it can store medicine, and it can release medicine over time. Or I think just this idea of occupying space in your stomach so that you feel more full maybe is an interesting one, right? anyway, yes, I'm just reading the tweet here from people are writing in on Twitter about our Twitter translation. I think we're ready to move on, but Mamen says, referring to the last show, hoy hemos aprendido que hacer la pelota is to suck up to someone. That's true. And not to suck up on someone. Eso es otro, no. Okay. No. To hacer la pelota to suck up to someone. Y luego ha venido Kyle Miller a hablar de Venezuela. Dice. No, I didn't. But I mentioned Venezuela because my brother said something that I found very funny to me the other day. He was saying, when your leader can wear like a tracksuit, when you're the president of a country and you show up wearing like exercise clothing to work, that's kind of weird. Don't you think, Tino? You go wearing like a exercise, like gym clothes as the president, like to the off, you know, like a tracksuit. I think it's a little bit weird. Anyway, I mentioned that on the show. Anyway, not to get political. Not to get political, folks, but all right, I like that. That was a good one from Mamim. Yeah. All right. Okay. We're going to move on, though, because everybody loves phrasal verbs, right, Tino? He says, hombre, claro, es que a mí me encanta. Me encanta, eso me encanta. All right, let's go ahead with today's Drive Time phrasal verb.
Drive Time phrasal verb.
Drive time phrasal verb. To let down. Decepcionar a alguien. Fallar. Also. No me falles, ¿vale? Don't let me down. No me decepciones. No, también. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Actually, the song was Don't bring me down. Rush. Don't bring me down. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, great song. I tweeted about that yesterday, actually. ¿Te he fallado alguna vez? Have I ever let you down? ¡Qué decepción! What a letdown. Now, that's a noun. People are saying, oh, Kyle, that wasn't a phrasal verb, that was a noun. Yes, what a letdown. Si te he fallado, lo siento. If I've let you down, I'm sorry. Estaba muy decepcionada cuando se lo conté. She was really let down.
Estoy enfadada.
Yeah. Enfadada. She was really let down when I told her. Yeah. Okay. To let someone down. Decepcionar, to let them down. Yes. Okay. There you have it, folks. That's our Drive Time phrasal verb today. And it's separable, right? Let someone down. She let me down. I let her down. I'm sorry if I let you down. I hope I don't let you down. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we have time to look at our responses on Twitter, don't we? Real quickly. Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío. People are writing in about this. Julian says, writes in from Bogota, Colombia, he says, if it would had been windy. I'm going to move on to Bob, who says, if it had been windy, we would have been cold. Pero pasaron más frío. So be careful, Bob. Pablo, if it had been windy, I would have been colder. Pero habríamos pasado. Así que, if it had blown the wind, careful, Christina. Ivan, if it had been windy, I would have been cold. That's grammatically correct. Pero habríamos pasado más frío. It should be we would have been colder. Pasar frío, to be cold. Hey, Vince is here. If it had been windy, we would had been frozen. Uy, casi. Almost. Almost, Vince. Alex says, if it had been windy, we would have been colder. That one works. Joaquin, if it had been windy, we would have even been colder. Okay, even sobra, but yeah. Carme, Juan, Carme, if it had been windy, we would have been colder. That's good. Juan is there with the answer too. We would have been much colder, says. We have Carlos, we have Anna, we have Jaime, we have Lola. So many people writing in. Lots of participation here. But we're going to take a break. So, yeah. Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío. If it had been windy, we would have been colder. We're going to take a break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes with the third and final half hour of today's Drive Time show for this Friday afternoon. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
¿Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase? Te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya, no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.
¿Cómo traducirías al español la siguiente frase?
That really got to me.
A. Eso me afectó mucho. B. Eso me pilló por sorpresa. O C. Eso no me importa nada. La respuesta en dos minutos.
Estamos preparando todo para tener listo el próximo Science Weekend Camp, donde tus hijos se divertirán a la vez que aprenderán mucho, mucho, mucho inglés, sin darse cuenta. Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832 o campamentosvaughan.com. 91-133-5832.
Os esperamos a todos en el Science Weekend Camp.
EMIP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupobaugan.com o llamando al 91-133-5833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 91-133-5833. Consulta también el Executive Master en inglés profesional disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
¿Qué es el inglés para tus hijos?
A los míos les encanta. Lo ven como un juego, una forma de comunicarse con sus amigos.
Pues el mío mayor se le da fatal. Mira que me pongo con él y nada. Si es que no le entran, los idiomas no son lo suyo.
La forma en la que les enseñan de pequeños les marcará toda la vida en su relación con el idioma. Por eso, en nuestro Club Junior somos muy conscientes de eso. Por eso, con nosotros, las niñas y los niños aprenden divirtiéndose. Adquieren el idioma de forma natural. Reciben una atención mucho más personalizada que la del colegio. Y en definitiva, acaban adorando el inglés. En el Club Junior de Vaughan damos clases en grupos reducidos desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Si realmente te importa el inglés de tus hijos, solicita más información sobre el Club Junior en grupovaughan.com.
¿Traducirías al español la siguiente frase?
That really got to me.
La respuesta correcta era la A. Eso me afectó mucho. Usamos la expresión
to get to,
seguida de un pronombre
me, you, her, him, them,
etcétera, para indicar que algo afecta mucho a alguien.
That really got to me. That really got to him. That really got to them.
Etcétera.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro.